Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back. Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So happy birthday to me! Happy birthday to me! You know, I was expecting, ever since I was a little girl, that the year I turned 50, it would be just, at first I would be depressed, or I would be too old to realize what was going on. You know, you do that when you're younger. I would be calculating how old I would be at the turn of the new century. And I was like, okay, wow, I'm going to be 28 and a half. Wow, that's old. I'm going to be married with a bunch of kids by then. And I was actually pregnant with my first one during the millennial. And yeah, I was starting to feel old at that point. But then I'm like, gosh, what year is it going to be when I turn 50? And I calculated it out. It took me a while, right? Because the calculators back in the 80s, right, weren't as good as our smartphones. And I'm like, I am going to be 50 years old in the year 2021. And you know, with the Back to the Future series, some of my favorite movies, I was expecting by the year 2021, there'd be spaceships and talks of aliens and, you know, these supercomputers that weren't filling up big rooms, that were, you know, really tiny and could do anything, and you could order pizza from anywhere in the world, and you could just do so much cool stuff, and there'd be cars that don't even need a driver. And I'm thinking that in 2021, it would be so futuristic that I would just be irrelevant, obsolete, and I wasn't looking forward to me being, you know, 50. And it's because in my family, the women don't age well, okay? I mean, my mom is hot, but, you know, just my grandma, great-grandma, I saw the pictures. Everybody's like, oh, you know, let's show the kids, you know, their family members. Don't do that. Don't show your kids, right, how everybody ages, because you really kind of get a complex. It was very, very frightening for me. So I just was like, oh my gosh, you know, I don't want to turn 50, don't want to turn 50. And then when I turned 49, the whole year, I'm already saying, well, I'm 50, I'm 50. And I, you know, I didn't enjoy my 40s. My 40s are gone. The 40s are gone. The 30s are gone. The 20s are gone. And you want to know something? Who cares? I'm still me. I mean, it's just a number. I know all of you guys are like, yeah, all right, good. Yeah, you go play bingo. No. You know, because I have friends that are in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s, in their 70s. And I mean, they're cool. They are cool. To me, they look like the way my friends looked in high school. I don't see them as older. I see them as my age. And so your whole world, your whole frame of reference changes. And so, you know, last night I was sitting there getting ready to, you know, enjoy the last few hours of my 40s, right? You know, shaving my legs, you know, maybe we'll have sex. I don't know. You know, this is the last time you'll have sex with somebody young. You know, my husband's like, you already act old, you know, in bed, it doesn't matter. But, and I decide to, like, write a little piece, you know, and I decide to, you know, look at everything I accomplished, and if it was, you know, anywhere near what I wanted to accomplish by the time I turned 50. And the funny thing is when I was a little girl, I always wanted to be famous. I know I'm not famous, but at least be in front of a camera or have a microphone around me. I always wanted to be blonde as a little girl. I wanted to have a lot of friends. I wanted to have tons of cats and dogs. I wanted to have a Jeep. I really wanted to have a Corvette. I wanted to go to medical school. I wanted to become a doctor. I wanted to make a difference. And I was sitting there looking at all that going, I did that. I did everything I wanted to do. I always wanted to see Italy. And I did that. And, you know, it turned from me being, you know, depressed about becoming middle-aged to, you know, just, you know, be happy and proud of what you've done. And if there's stuff you haven't done that you've always wanted to do, do. I always wanted to publish a book. I've always wanted to publish an album. I've published books, but I haven't done an album. So I'm going to do that. I'm working on my off-key Christmas. I'm working on that. You know, and just do. But the other thing, too, is, you know, if you want to avoid that midlife crisis or those birthday blues, one is surround yourself with your peeps who are you're the same age, most likely older, and you're like, well, who cares? You know, I mean, these are my friends. Surround yourself with people you love. And then get cracking on things that you haven't done. You know, most of our life, you know, up until we're 50 is working and making a paycheck and trying to build your career. And that's why people get depressed, because they think they miss out. That's why I never took that trip. Or I never built that relationship. I never bonded with that family member. Well, then do it. Do it now. Just because you're 50, you know, life expectancy is changing. God willing. You know, I'm going to have a few decades left, then let me make that count. And speaking of having decades left, work on your health. You know, you're going to have a midlife crisis if you think you're old and you're you know, becoming ill. And well, then get that mammogram. Get that colonoscopy. I know it's not fun, but you're going to feel better. You know, eat better. Exercise more. Get that sleep. If you've always wanted to be blonde, go blonde. Okay? You know, if you've always wanted to have, you know, boobs that were perky, which I don't know what happened to mine, then get them fixed. You know, I mean, if you want to be a bodybuilder, if you then hit the gym. You know how many 50, 60-year-olds are in the gym and they're pretty hot? Because they're not letting age get to them. And then, you know, I always feel better whenever I feel like I'm doing something for the world. You know, working on National Blood Donation Day and helping create a national holiday is, to me, one of my biggest, greatest accomplishments. And it really wasn't that hard. And I worked with teams of people, and I still continue to do that. Make a difference. Make an impact. Work with a charity. Work with a, you know, with a school. Work with kids. Work with underserved. And you'll feel better, like you're making an impact. You know, I'm, God forbid, going to leave this earth one day. And I know you all are going to be like, well, hallelujah, good. You know, maybe we'll hear some better radio. But for me, I'm not that excited about leaving this earth. But if I leave this earth knowing that I made an impact, I made people who were on this earth who I loved feel loved, then I lived a full life. So thank you guys for being there for me for my birthday. I'm not going to cry. I got this. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys! Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com. And discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So many of us are family members that suffer from psoriasis. In fact, I get these patches that I'm very, very suspicious of being psoriasis myself. That's one of the things, one of my to-do lists, now that I've had another birthday, to get checked out. But to talk to us a little bit more about psoriasis is Dr. Jennifer Soong, dermatologist and director of clinical research at Southern California Dermatology in Santa Ana, California, and Alan Avendano, acclaimed makeup artist to Hollywood A-listers. This guy is famous, and man, I'm going to need his help big time after this next birthday. Dr. Soong, Alan, thank you guys for joining us.
Thank you, Dr. Dahlia.
Oh, my gosh. Dr. Soong, tell us about plaque psoriasis.
I would love to. So plaque psoriasis is a chronic autoimmune condition of the skin. And what that means is the immune system is hyperactive and produces inflammatory proteins that attack the skin and form these raised red scaly, itchy plaques. The word psoriasis is actually Greek for itch, and many patients itch, but also many patients can have painful plaques as well. So what's really important to understand is that this can have a huge impact on a patient's life. And it's not just the physical component of these itchy and painful plaques, but it's also the profound emotional and mental consequences of having a visible skin condition on the surface of the skin.
Absolutely. You know, we've had family members, you know, have it along their scalp line, their knees, their arms, and they feel like they always need to cover up. And sometimes we want them to get out there and get some sun, get some vitamin D, and they feel like they need to hibernate to be away from people, and that could also cause a snowball effect on their health.
You're right. That's why we're here today. Because we really want to raise the awareness of psoriasis. People who don't know what it is think it's contagious or maybe an infectious disease. Or sometimes people think they're just not clean or they're not doing proper hygiene. But really, that's why I've partnered with Amgen, Allen, and Otezla here on the Inside Look campaign. So check out the website. It's insidelookpso.com. And the purpose of the campaign is really to raise awareness around psoriasis and those living with psoriasis. And we want people to learn about the importance of looking at the inflammation that's coming from the inside.
Absolutely. Allen, you have been battling plaque psoriasis. Tell us about your journey.
Yes. Thank you. So happy to be here, by the way. First diagnosed as very young, and I had moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Basically, I think Dr. Song will probably go more into it, but it's usually caused by something really traumatic or stressful, and mine was being stuck in a fire. Now, I didn't get burned, but, you know, we started noticing white scaly patches on my elbows, knees, and then all of a sudden it just spread through my body. To my face, and you know, going through school that way, can you just imagine the amount of bullying that I had to go through, and being chosen last in gym class, and sitting alone at lunch, and feeling really isolated. But it was also through that you know you learn so many things about yourself, and thank God for a great family and support system that really helped me understand and feel more confident in myself, and made me realize that I was so much more than this skin condition, and that's why. I'm really passionate about the Inside Look campaign here with Amgen and Otezla and Dr. Song, because we get to really help other people by sharing my journey, and we also get to meet another woman on the website named Sarah, who has moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. I get to give her a psoriasis-friendly makeover, and we also encourage people to go see their doctors. Whether it's, you know, an in-office visit or a virtual visit to your dermatologist to find out the best treatment option for you because, you know, I would want people to feel as good as they do on the inside, on their outside, if that makes any sense. And, you know,
absolutely.
Obviously it starts from within, but, you know, you have to show out your inner beauty and be confident. And that's my job as a makeup artist, to help people not really always just hide their flaws, but to highlight their features and also to help bring out their inner beauty.
And as a makeup artist, what kind of tricks can you do?
Well, you know, just like any medication, I think skincare and makeup and stuff, it affects people differently. Some people react differently to different skincare and different makeup products. So I usually like to make sure that I'm encouraging people with skin issues to use clean beauty products, nothing with harsh irritants or chemicals. Also, skin prep is such a huge part of what we do as makeup artists on celebrities, and it's really important too when you have plaques on your face because, you know, you're setting yourself up for success with putting makeup on top. So I always encourage people to use things that are gentle, like cream cleansers, and if you're going to exfoliate because you'll have scaling on your face or something like that, you want to use your fingers and circular motions to exfoliate very gently, because any trauma to the skin can cause new plaques. And that's the same with makeup brushes. You want to make sure that you're using synthetic brushes that you dab onto your skin instead of rubbing, so you're not further irritating your skin. And also, I also encourage people to just stop trying to hide everything, you know, because if you keep adding more products, more than likely it will irritate. But instead, highlight the features that you love. You can try to cover it the best you can, but highlight the features that you love. It is what it is, and people are going to love you regardless.
Absolutely. That is so true. Dr. Song, you know, how common is plaque psoriasis?
Great question. It's actually one of the most common skin conditions in dermatology. It affects about 8 million people in the U.S., so that's about the size of New York City.
Wow, wow. And so, Otezla, it's been doing, it's by leaps and bounds, it's been helping us fight and manage this. Tell us about Otezla.
Absolutely. So it is a pill that treats moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. So it's not a cream, a biologic, or an injectable. And many patients, it may help many patients get 75% clear at 4 months. And so I really encourage patients to find a doctor who they can partner with to find the right treatment for them. Every patient responds to medication differently. There are side effects to every medication, and so that's why it's important to have open communication with your doctor.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so, you know, are there anything we could do to prevent, you know, Alan had talked about, you know, protect your skin, because you could irritate the skin more and cause new plaques. Anything either of you could recommend for those that do suffer from psoriasis to minimize new plaque formation?
Absolutely. So I always tell patients that treating your psoriasis is really an integrative or holistic approach that combines lifestyle changes like diet, exercise, as well as your medication. And so all of those other things that you're doing in terms of keeping a healthy weight and exercising, maintaining your stress level will minimize or lessen the severity of the psoriasis. It doesn't cure it. But it will lessen the severity of your psoriasis, as well as, you know, following along with your doctor's plan, the plan that you and your doctor have come up with. So there are definitely things that we can do within our control to lessen the severity, but to prevent it, psoriasis is really a combination of genetics and environmental stress that kind of bring out this mm-hmm. autoimmune condition.
Absolutely. And so in our final minute, you know, Alan, inside look, tell us about how that helped you.
Yes. Well, I'm very passionate about this, like I said before, because I wish I had something like this growing up all the way through to now to really help with having a support system. If you visit insidelookpso.com, that is where you'll get to see some of my makeup tricks with Sarah, but also you'll get to learn a lot about our journey, and I'm hoping that journey will help other people, the sharing of our experiences and what we've gone through and our relatability to a lot of people that are dealing with this. It's a very traumatic, emotionally traumatic, mentally traumatic, physically traumatic experience a lot of times that people have no one to talk to. A lot of people can't find people to relate. Mm-hmm. And so it's a great supportive website where people can find resources as well as encouragement.
Love that.
Just to be positive and to roll with the punches.
Love that. Alan Avendano, Dr. Soong, thank you so much for joining us. Can't wait to have you back. Bless you for all the great work you're doing.
Thank you so much, Dahlia.
All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the World Health Organization announced this week their intentions to investigate the origins of the coronavirus that has killed millions of people around the world, former CDC director and virologist Robert Redfield on Fox News says the WHO is too compromised by communist China to do the investigation.
I think they were highly compromised. Clearly, they were incapable of compelling China to adhere to the treaty agreements that they have on global health, because they didn't do that. Clearly, they allowed China to define the group of scientists that could come and investigate. That's not consistent with their role.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has called the country's food situation tense, state media reported Wednesday. Opening a Workers' Party Central Committee gathering, Kim claimed the economy had improved this year, with industrial production up 25% from a year earlier. USA Radio News. As Vladimir Putin and Joe Biden meet in Geneva, former Secretary of State and CIA Director Mike Pompeo on Fox News says Putin knows Biden's weaknesses and will try to exploit them.
Well, he's going to show up loaded for bear, because the evidence of the Biden administration's actions today suggests that'll be successful. Whether it was the fact that they re-entered the New START treaty at the very beginning, right, a nuclear treaty, they re-entered, we didn't ask for anything, they wanted it desperately, and we gave it up. President Biden went first. He destroyed our energy industry by joining the Paris Climate Accords, an enormous gift to Vladimir Putin. So I expect tomorrow President Putin will press. He will see how far he can push President Biden, and I hope not just in words, but in deeds.
Russian warships are conducting the largest military exercise since the Cold War. It's taking place 400 miles off the coast of Hawaii, sending the United States Air Force scrambling Wednesday. The exercises conducted by the Russian Navy include long-range bombers, surface ships, and anti-submarine aircraft. USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, after about a year, almost a year and a half of not being able to travel, I think a lot of you guys are itching to get out of Dodge. And travel in a, I don't want to call it post-pandemic because worldwide we're still dealing with it, but in a post-lockdown America is going to be very, very interesting. And we have Dr. Rachel Lee, Assistant Professor of Medicine in the Division of Infectious Diseases at the University of Alabama at Birmingham, to join us next to kind of talk about COVID-19 vaccines, talk about travel, and what she predicts. So, Dr. Lee, thank you so much for joining us. Dr. Lee, can you hear us?
Yes, can you hear me okay?
Hi, Dr. Lee. How are you? Thank you again for joining us. So, wow, I'm hearing everybody wanting to get out of Dodge. What are you seeing on your end?
I agree. I think that we have all been so cooped up and trying to bide our time until we could get this vaccine. And so, you know, I think the hope is that we can all back travel safely and see our loved ones again. And so I am in the same boat.
Absolutely. Now, you know, it's interesting because originally people thought that there'd be a lot of hesitancy. You know, once the lockdown started to lift, America might not be on board. But are you seeing that hesitancy, or are you seeing a lot of individuals wanting to kind of take the plunge and try to get back to normalcy?
So I think everybody wants to get back to normal. I think there is still a fair amount of vaccine hesitancy, and a lot of that comes from different areas. So, you know, it could be from misinformation related to what you know about the vaccine, you know, the concern that everything happens so quickly, or the concern that the side effects from the vaccine may be worse than the actual disease itself. And so I'm here to tell you that this vaccine, these vaccines are incredibly safe and effective. They work so well. You know, we've seen hospitalizations plummet and deaths plummet because people are getting out there and getting vaccinated. And so that is our path to being able to get back to normal.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, it's interesting. So I'm licensed in multiple states. Alabama's one of them. And one of my patients that had reached out on telemedicine had said they were concerned that the studies of the vaccines didn't include enough African-American population. And, you know, I explained how they tried to get a cross-sectional amount of you know, every of, you know, demographics, you know, within the country. But, you know, 7.9% being represented in these studies. Do you know if they're going to be doing more studies to look at with, you know, higher percentages of demographic-specific test patients?
So I do know that when these companies started to create the policies and their procedures for doing the research, they really tried hard to get as many people from a wide swath as they could, because what we want to know is that the vaccine works in every single person, right? So we don't want it to just be, you know, all one demographic. And so I think that they really did do as well as they could. You know, there's still a lot of concern being part of a study, and that concern is a very valid concern. But I think what people should hear is that, you know, everything that we've learned from the Tuskegee study, you know, I'm in Alabama, and that's a very big deal, mm-hmm. Has changed the landscape of how we do research and the ethics that are behind, you know, the researchers and making sure that what we do is safe and effective for all the patients in those studies. And so I'm hoping that as we continue to do this, we'll get more and more individuals in there, regardless of race, gender, you know, disease process too, because that also matters.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're seeing some very promising data on the variants. There was a gentleman who visited Nevada, went back to Hawaii, he's a resident of Hawaii, was fully vaccinated but tested positive for the Delta variant, but symptoms were mild. And, you know, I've been trying to tell listeners and patients that you could get COVID after you're vaccinated, but the purpose of the vaccine is to prevent the hospitalization and death. And I think we're seeing some pretty good data. How about you?
Yeah, I agree. I think in the studies, you know, they're all of them are about 95% effective, except the J&J were 65 to 70% effective. And then in the real world setting, which is what I care about, you know, it's about 89-90% from getting COVID-19. And then severe hospitalization and death, those have just dropped significantly. So you may still potentially get COVID-19, but your risk of being hospitalized from it and dying from it are essentially zero.
Absolutely. I was just on a plane. I love that they have HEPA filters. I felt fairly safe. How comfortable are you with people doing air travel?
I think if you are fully vaccinated, you should feel confident that you can safely travel. The part that may be a little bit harder is if you are traveling with children that haven't been vaccinated. So, for instance, I have two children, 6 and 10, and so they unfortunately can't get vaccinated yet. So we have to be a lot more careful when it comes to your families and making sure that you wear masks, maybe shorter air travel, or trying to avoid it as much as you can if you are not vaccinated. I think there is still concern that it can spread if you are not vaccinated and you're on an airplane. So continue to wear masks. Masks work, especially if you're on a small tube with a whole bunch of people.
Exactly, exactly. And one of my listeners is asking about cruises. How comfortable are you with people cruising? Same advice?
Yeah, I would agree with the same advice. I think if you are vaccinated, you should feel confident that you are protected. And, you know, cruises are great, but, you know, cruises are a whole bunch of people, you know, mingling and interacting together and doing a lot of fun things together. So that's where you need to be careful with that. So for me, you know, because I have children that are not vaccinated, I probably won't be able to do any sort of cruising this year. But hopefully as the whole family gets vaccinated, then we can consider doing something like that in the near future.
Absolutely. And, you know, one theory I have, and I want to think a little bit more about it before I actually commit to it, but one thing that I think might be one of the biggest benefits of vaccination is we have been bubbling ourselves up in the last year or two, and many people are begging for natural immunity to coronavirus. And I'm wondering if we are still able to, as a vaccinated individual being exposed to COVID out there, gaining some natural immunity as well. What do you think?
So, you know, I tend to think about, you know, the term herd immunity, which a lot of people don't like because it's referring to us as cows, essentially. But in terms of immunity, you can get it either the easy way or the hard way. And the easy way is vaccination, and then the harder way is natural immunity, so being exposed and having it. I think with the vaccine, you know exactly what to expect. You don't get the, you know, concern for long COVID and some of those symptoms. And so those are the things that keep me up at night. And then in addition to that, the vaccine we know can protect you against variants. We have data now that shows, like, when exposed to a variant, that that vaccine works, whereas with a natural immunity, you may or may not have that protection.
Exactly, exactly. So, Dr. Lee, in the final minute, what advice would you like to give my listeners?
So I would say, you know, if you have concerns about getting vaccinated, and there are legitimate concerns, talk to your doctor. And there are a great website available that you can go to, vaccines.gov. It can show you exactly where you can go to get a vaccine. And any more information that you have, it's all there for you to look at and to peruse.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the vaccines are still free. Actually, one final question. Are we concerned about the, if we don't use it, we could lose it in terms of the expiration dates of the vaccines and the push to ship them overseas? Do you think at some point the government's going to say, look, you know, Americans need to get it now or they won't be able to in the future? Or do you think we'll still have a pipeline coming in?
I think that we'll definitely still have a pipeline coming in. I think that our country did the right thing by trying to ship some over to India to help out, and in particular to healthcare workers that are on the front line, mm-hmm. trying to get them vaccinated so that they're protected. So, but I still think that we have a great connection with those vaccine companies, and we shouldn't be concerned that we won't get them in the future.
Fantastic. Dr. Lee, wonderful. Thank you for all the great work you're doing. God bless, and can't wait to have you back.
All right. Thank you so much.
Great. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is sponsored by Sage Therapeutics Incorporated. Postpartum depression, or PPD, is a mood disorder that can affect women during and after childbirth. Unlike the baby blues, which typically last for a few days or 1 to 2 weeks, PPD persists with symptoms including sadness, tearfulness or hopelessness, outbursts or irritability, worrying or feeling overly anxious, oversleeping or being unable to sleep, feelings of worthlessness or guilt, trouble bonding with the baby, or thoughts of harming oneself or the baby. A new research study called Skylark is now evaluating an investigational oral medication in PPD, and the study is seeking moms experiencing symptoms of postpartum depression. Dr. Judith Joseph, MD, MBA, and Teresa Escobar say,
about 1 in 8 mothers in the U.S. have symptoms of PPD, and it can affect not only the mother, but also the whole family.
The Skylark clinical trial is studying a potential medicine for women with PPD.
For more information about the study and to see if you or a loved one might be eligible, visit www.skylarkppdstudy.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Thank you for those of you who have been calling in, wishing me a happy birthday. That was so, so sweet. Sorry I couldn't speak to you personally. We had some guests, but phone lines are open. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're talking about getting out of Dodge. I'm going to see some family who are going to be down in South Carolina for part of the summer, and I can't wait to go. I don't know how hot it is in South Carolina. I've never been. I am really excited because I've never been to South Carolina, and I just love people from Carolina. They're so sweet. And but I hear it's going to be hot. I hear it's going to be muggy. But where I'm at right now, it's pretty darn hot. In fact, they're seeing the Death Valley, which is kind of near where I'm at because I'm in Las Vegas in southern Nevada. The Death Valley could break its own 1913 record for hottest temperature ever reported. They believe it's going to be 134 degrees Fahrenheit. Are you kidding me? Now, I guess it was 134 degrees back in 1913. And I know, you know, people always wonder, were they really that good in 1913 with getting temperature? I think they were. I don't think we've had that many advancements with the exception of our smartphones. Go, well, hold on a second. Let's try this. Hey, Siri, what's the temperature right now?
It's about 100 degrees outside.
Oh, man. Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm not going outside. Yeah, I think I'm just going to stay put right here. But 100, that's still okay. I mean, I grew up in hotter temperatures in Phoenix. But I can just ask my phone. I can ask Siri anything. And she'll tell me what I need to know. But the temperature taking is, I think, pretty still similar. I mean, any of you guys that are really up on that, please correct me if I'm wrong. So if it was 134 degrees back in 1913, I could believe it. I don't see any need for them to lie. I hope they had a bigger thermometer. I drive to California a lot, and there's a big thermometer in is it Barst or Baker? Baker has this big thermometer, and they're famous for being able to see what the temperature is. And I get depressed when I see that because it's just so hot. And you see it just rise and you're thinking to yourself, I'm going to be in a car in the middle of the desert. I could run out of water. It's frightening. But then on that note, don't be caught in the middle of a desert. Don't be caught without water wherever you live. Whether it's back east, the north, the south, the west, you need to be prepared. We are dealing with some record heat this year. They say about 40 to 50 million people in the region are going to be dealing with the heat wave. That's going to be me. And I believe in my neck of the woods today, we're supposed to be hitting 117 degrees. I don't think any of that is safe for humans. We've spoken about this over the last few days on what we humans need to do. You cannot be outside in 134 degree weather. Can't be outside in 117 degree weather. Some of you with certain heat indexes, and we talked about the heat index, right? So there's excessive heat warnings, and these things are reported in your area within 12 hours of the onset of extremely dangerous heat conditions. So what is an extremely dangerous heat condition? Well, it's where your heat index, your air temperature and humidity, will be greater than 105 degrees for more than 3 hours a day, for at least 2 days in a row. So for those of us that are hitting the 100 plus degrees, we would then be in the, quote, extremely dangerous heat conditions. There's also not so extremely dangerous, not so extreme, but dangerous, still dangerous. And nighttime temperatures will not drop below 75. I live in the desert, so we have this pendulum of temperatures where the desert could get really cold at night, and during the day, we're pretty warm. But I'm telling you right now, outside at night, it's about 80 degrees. You can't open a window and try to sleep through the night with that. It's still just too hot. So I'm, of course, concerned about heat illness. We've spoken about that. Heat illness comes in three different forms. First are the cramps, where you've been sweating, you've been losing your salts, so the muscles in your arms and legs get sore. You can even have abdominal pain. And you kind of start getting a little crampy. Maybe you feel a little tired. And you just don't feel so good. And you might think it's because, well, you're tired or you work too much or you were playing volleyball. And it's actually the first sign of heat illness. So as soon as you feel achy or nauseous or not so good, you need to get out of the heat. Because then it's leading to heat exhaustion. So heat exhaustion is where you start to sweat more profusely, and you could become more dehydrated. And so you're losing fluid, you're losing salts, and now you're starting to get nauseous, you'll get pale, clammy, your heart rate is going to increase to try to compensate for the lost fluid, to try to keep your cardiac output up. You might become dizzy, weak, faint. So, and you might not be the one going through this. It might be a family member. So if they look a little pale and you're like, why aren't you getting a tan? They're a little quiet. They just don't seem to be all with it. Get them indoors, which is why don't be drinking alcohol outside in the heat, because people are just going to think you're dopey from the alcohol, and it could actually be heat exhaustion. Heat exhaustion can precede heat stroke. So you got to get that person indoors, or you got to get indoors. You got to lie down, elevate the feet, drink some sips of fluid as long as you're conscious or they're conscious. You got to cool down the body. Now, you cool down the body, so you can put cool and wet cloths to the underarms, to the groin area, wherever there's vessels that can, you know, help kind of cool down the body. You can even lay it across the abdomen and start contacting medical authorities. It doesn't hurt to already get a medical provider on the phone just in case they're actually going into heat stroke and it's hard to tell the difference. So heat stroke, that's some serious stuff. The person could die. We're talking they could die from being out in the heat. And that's if they don't get out of the heat in time. So that's where, just call 911. You know, if you can't figure out if they're in heat stroke or heat exhaustion, just call 911. They can walk you through it. You got to bring the victim indoors, lie them down, remove any unnecessary clothing. You got to cool their body down with cold compresses, and you have to watch their breathing. If they seize, if they lose consciousness, that's serious. Hopefully 911 ambulance is already on the way. If they're unconscious or they're seizing, they're not going to be able to drink fluids. So if they are, though, awake, going, I could drink, then you could try to give them some fluids, sit them up a little bit to drink the fluids, and then get them lined out. Some people will go, well, why don't I just give acetaminophen, you know, some Tylenol, ibuprofen, like a fever? It doesn't work. You might not be able to metabolize it properly. Your liver is already at risk because you're dehydrated. And we're kind of dealing with a different temperature process. We have to cool down the core. And so something going into the stomach that's going to be digested, no. I would rather you just start cooling them. Don't start giving them pills. So those who are young, those who are older, are more at risk because they might not realize what's happening. They might be quiet. You might be like, oh, yay, grandma hasn't, you know, given us a guilt trip in the last half hour. Let's talk to her. No, let sleepy dogs lie to wake the sleep giant. No. No, check on grandma. Check on grandpa. And don't have them outside. I would not be taking a trip to Death Valley right now. Okay? And I know, you know, weekend's coming up. We got Father's Day weekend. Going to be hanging out in the heat. Barbecuing, I wouldn't do that either. If you're on any medications like diuretics, vasodilators, beta blockers for blood pressure, if you're on, let's say, any antidepressants, those could make you more at risk for heat-related illness. So you need to talk to your doctor about that, and you might have to account for less time out there. So have a lot of fluids. Make sure your air conditioning is working. Make sure you have fans. If you're, just in case the air conditioning dies or we do have another power outage, and since I don't trust any of these hackers, make sure you have fans. Make sure you have a plan B on what to do if you lose power, because if you're just expecting air conditioning to save the day, you could be in trouble with the power outage. And don't forget your pets. Get those pets indoors. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.